How would you, if you had some cows now, how would you call them to come in?
Well, we used to a long time ago, we used to call them Sioux cow. I just call old cow now by name, and the milk cow, you know, I just call her by name. Come on here, so-and-so, whatever her name is. Well, if she want to come, she come. She just won't come. I had to go get her.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, back in the old days, though, tell me exactly how you call.
We call them Sioux cow.
Yeah, now, but I know you just didn't walk out there and say Sioux cow. How'd you
do it? Sioux, come on, so-and-so. Sioux, come on out.
And when you were milking them to get them to stand still,
move them still saw. Yeah.
And suppose you wanted to move her leg back.
The back of the leg.
Really? Yeah. I love those calls. I think they're beautiful. How would you call a horse?
Let me see now. A horse. We whistled him.
How would you whistle?
Oh, yeah.
How do you call your mule?
Well, that's what I don't have.
You got him there where you want him.
You don't have to call that mule. Mule be calling me if anything.
Let's see. How would you call hogs?
Yeah, your hog in it. Just like hog used to be out. We just holler, woo, piggy, something like that, you know. Well, hog, he gonna come if he thought he heard you.
In fact, the ones you have now probably.
No, that's right.
Well, is there a way that you could call and get the little ones instead of the big ones?
Yes. Well, you call one, not all of them's coming.
They all come. Then you take what you want.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
All them piggies.
How would you call chickens to be fed?
Well, I would say chick, like that, you know.
I'm just wondering if any of them going to show up.
They're looking for me. I don't know how to call them. They're already there.
Come on,
they're already. You have seen nothing. They're looking for that feed.
Do they grow any sheep around here?
No. Nobody don't grow no sheep around here.
You wouldn't have any calls for sheep that you know of?
No. Folks used to, they call them coo sheepy. Coo sheepy, that's what they call them.
Oh, would they?
Yeah. Coo sheepy. Yeah. But I never did. We never did have no sheep money.
All right. What do you put on? Well, let's see. I didn't quite finish this. To hold a baby's diaper on, you use a what?
Safety pin.
All right. And if a nickel is worth 5 cents, a dime is worth what?
10 cents.
What do you put on when you go out in the winter time? Over your clothes.
Oh, you mean overcoat?
All right. Mm-hmm. There's also a three-piece suit that a man will have. And the top will be the coat.
Yeah.
Then the bottom part will be the...
pants.
All right. And what about right under it?
Vest.
Yeah. Vest. A vest isn't the same as a jacket.
No. A coat is just... Of course, a jacket is around... Well, it's about the same thing as a coat or jacket is. Just about the same thing as
about
a coat.
About the same thing.
You call them different names, you know. Coat, you know, how a coat made, put on, you know. But jacket, generally, maybe it's zip up or something like this.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah.
Well, I see. What about something you would wear to work in the barn?
Well, overalls, you'd call them like that. That's over your other clothes. We as a fashion, we just take them and use them just sometime we out there on the farm. Just use them as clothes, yellow clothes to wear. Of course, the overalls, though.
Now, did they have sleeves on them?
Well, them coveralls you talking about.
Yeah, now that's coveralls. Yeah. Overalls just had what?
Yeah, no, I mean, just galluses on, you know, made all into the pants, all that. That overall.
All right, those things that you just mentioned, you know, that men used instead of a belt.
Yes.
What was it? If you don't have a belt to hold your pants up, you used to wear what?
Well,
they come up over your shoulders.
Galluses.
Okay.
Yeah, galluses.
Now, they were built into over.